This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's get to our vision of the world, shall we, as the DJV program continues with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, our vision, our aim, our purpose is to bring you up to date on what you need to know and yak about it a little bit. So, Jennifer, what do we need to know?
Well, we need to know that the hunt is on for leakers in the White House. That is going on in Washington, D.C., while the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh are also going on, despite interruptions by protesters. I thought it was kind of interesting. People are asking, well, what happens to these people that are pulled out of the hearing of Judge Brett Kavanaugh? And the answer is that they are taken by Capitol Police about 10 miles away. They're processed, and if they pay a $50 fine, they're let go. So one of the ongoing stories is that some of these protesters, who sound an awful lot the same, right, these female kind of screaming voices, they might sound the same because they are. These people are getting arrested, they're paying their $50, and apparently going right back into the hearing room so that they can get arrested all over again, all to make a point. So kind of interesting stuff going on in Washington, D.C. There's also a new survey out by Bloomberg today, and I think this underscores what we already know, that people just aren't exercising enough. And the World Health Organization has released this new survey of 168 nations. Uganda came in first as Uganda, the most energetic nation on the globe, and Kuwait came in last. The U.S., you want to know how we ranked? Well, yes. We're not so energetic. We were ranked 143rd on the list of most active countries. The U.K. was at 123, and Singapore dropped in at 126, while Australia came in at 97. That's not so bad.
I wonder what role devices play in all of this. Having handheld devices, what does that do or not do for the activity quotient? It would seem to me there's a direct relationship, yes, no, maybe?
Maybe. You would think that. But when you look at the nations that are at the top and the bottom of this list, Uganda and Kuwait, I can't imagine that there's a huge number. Maybe I'm dope. Uganda's the most energetic. Kuwait's the laziest country. Yeah. I can't imagine that devices play a role in either of those places, right?
Uganda.
What?
Uganda.
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 Right.
I think he just enjoys saying Uganda.
Uganda! So. Uganda.
Yeah.
You dirty rat.
Oh, that was a really interesting story you just did, Jen.
It was, Jennifer. It was fabulous.
Thank you for telling us.
Thank you.
By the way, do you want to know what enough exercise is? Do you want to know what the World Health Organization does to say that these people are failing miserably or doing well? It's at least 75 minutes of vigorous activity or 150 minutes of moderately intense activity per week.
Really? And how many of us get
down
that?
To a day.
I can't 150, tell. About 20 minutes a day. So what
That's
is
not
that?
Bad. 20 minutes a day is not a lot.
Yeah, no. Moderate exercise. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so what do we do for our exercise? Jennifer, what do you do for exercise, Victoria?
I remember I used to go to a gym on the way home from work, but the last few weeks made me forgot where the gym is. Yeah. Well, been dealing with too much stuff in my personal life. So my exercise right now is worrying.
My exercise is driving in and out of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Really?
Pretty much,
right.
Yeah.
Kara, you have to carry the ship here.
I have a gym membership, so I go 3 to 5 times a week. I don't know. I get to take one of those HIIT classes, the high-intensity ones, and it's like 45 minutes.
What does that consist of? What do you do?
It's like a combination of strength exercises, so lifting weights, and then also doing like cardio-type stuff. So it's a good mix of everything. It's kind of fun.
Good. Yeah. Did you see the story speaking of exercises?
I'm flexing my muscles over here.
Good for you. Nothing better than good, strong women. There were players, and I'm looking at a story about, once again, parents and their children, and football games, baseball games, soccer games, and brawls, parents being yelled at by children, parents of other children yelling at children of other parents, and the kinds of things that are just ridiculous at these games. These the parents, I'm just looking at something online, a video of parents getting involved. And
parents ruin sports for kids.
They really do. Let's get the hell out. You know, we're back to the football season and the sports activity season at high schools, and these parents, and they're running around. One kid says, when there's a fight breaking out between his parents and a couple of other parents, "Mom, Dad, I don't want you to go to jail. My prom is tomorrow night." And then there's two guys punching each other on the field as then other parents join in on the rumble, child yelling, "Stop! No, stop!" This was a basketball game brawl in Philadelphia where a group of adults rushed to the court and pummeled the ref because they didn't like the call that he made. Huh? There's a Facebook page entitled Offside. You might want to check it out. Offside. It deals with all of the growing interference from parents, videos of parents behaving badly at sports events. And as a matter of fact, the guy who runs the Facebook page will pay $100 if you send a video that shows parents at a game, a high school game of any whatever, it could be baseball, football, anything. He'll pay $100 for a video. And then he puts it on this Offside Facebook page. Has 31,000 followers. What is there about stuff like this? Your ego. Check your ego at the door, folks. It's only a game. What kind of a message are you sending to your youngsters? And the reason I bring it up now is because the football, you know, all of the stuff, the fall sports and parents going to the games and yelling at, they're yelling at parents, the ref, the other kids. Aye, aye, aye. I'm looking at some of this video. You see, have you gone to that page? I'm looking at some of the video now.
That sounds like a good motivator to continue being violent and acting ridiculously at games. If someone's going to pay you $100 just to have a video of you doing something stupid,
why not?
Here's
a fist fight between two women. I'm looking at it now. Let the kids play, for God's sake.
That's the good thing about growing up swimming is you're in the water, so even if anyone's acting like an idiot on the sidelines, it doesn't matter. You're not going to see them, and you can barely hear them.
This guy's got 5,000 videos on that Facebook page.
Sure he does. I don't doubt that, because there are a lot of, you know, jackhole parents out there.
Thank you, Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Victoria Keelan. At 14 past the hour, this is the DJV Show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal, only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the DJV program. I'm the D. There's J and V on either side of the room. Will you please take a moment and be happy about this item? The fact that the FBI is at work, something I am so pleased about, when they get to work and they find Dorothy's slippers.
Huh? I saw that. Yeah.
Dorothy, the FBI.
I didn't know they were missing.
Looking for these sequined slippers from the Wizard of Oz. They were stolen 13 years ago from a Minnesota.
Off the feet of the Wicked Witch of the West. Don't forget that.
Right.
The investigation.
Or the Wicked Witch of the East, I think it was.
Yeah. Wicked Witch. So they lost them 13 years ago, and the FBI has been hot in pursuit. One of the four known pairs that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz when she played Dorothy, recovered in an undercover sting operation in Minneapolis. Wow. The shoes disappeared between August 27th and 28th, 2005, from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids. A burglar broke in through the museum's back door. Thief smashed a glass case, took the shoes off a wooden podium. They were insured for $1 million. The alarm did not sound to the dispatch station, and there were no fingerprints left behind. Investigators had no evidence, aside from a single sequin that had fallen off one of the slippers. Wow.
Did you see them? They look like they're falling apart. So I think somebody, yeah, whoever had them, maybe was wearing them. In fact, Victoria, you were hanging out with drag queens this weekend. I might be investigating.
There were a few Dorothys, so yeah.
Really? The shoes are valued at $2 to $3 million, but one of the auction houses said somebody would probably pay $5 million for these shoes that Judy Garland wore in Wizard of Oz. But isn't it good to know the FBI was on the job? I'm glad to have them. I think this is an important thing.
I feel better about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they were missing the terror suspects from a few years ago. They were hot on the trail of the ruby red slippers. Right.
Why would the FBI be on this at all? Honestly.
Well, because it's still a stolen piece of... Well,
I think, if I'm just guessing, though, I think it's the value. It's the dollar amount that it's valued at, and that's when the FBI gets involved.
But they're owned by a private party, so let the private party find some flatfoot someplace that wants
to... these are museum pieces. It'd be like someone stealing a big piece of art. Really? I know it doesn't feel the same, but it is.
How about a big piece of Fred? It's 21 after the hour in the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
JB program. St. Louis has had some hard times recently, ranking at the top of lists for embarrassing things like STDs and murders. Now it has another entry in the loss column, Lou Fest, locally produced beloved music festival, canceled. Cancellation comes on the heels of a lot of negative attention over the holiday weekend regarding unpaid bills, fed-up contractors, unbuilt stages. The event was scheduled to kick off this Saturday and continue on Sunday. The organizer of the festival, Listen Live Entertainment, released a statement announcing the decision, citing several financial hurdles exacerbated by the loss of a couple of top sponsors and lingering debt from previous events. A local producer also said that it faced scheduling and contract issues with major artists who are going to be on the bill. Didn't elaborate. The festival, usually held in the city's Forest Park, was to feature a mix of all kinds of legends of music. Robert Plant, Michael McDonald, Casey Musgrave, Brothers Osborne, A Modest Mouse, Moon Taxi, and T-Pain the Rapper. It's also going to be
a big lineup to have all that canceled.
Yeah. There is also going to be a dedicated jazz stage food and craft beer. A lot of local bands that wanted to be on the stage and a lot of apparently craft beer, local craft beer. So they don't know what the future is, but it's over for this year anyway. Lou Fest canceled. So if you had tickets to St. Louis this weekend,
yeah, I was gonna say that sucks.
Something else to
do. Sucks for the artists who don't get to perform. But like, wouldn't you be super annoyed if you really wanted to see Michael McDonald? Like, I know you would want to, Jack.
Who would
and then
really
suddenly
want to see
canceled.
Michael McDonald? Yeah, right. All right. For those of you who are Ed Sheeran fans, I'm not sure we have any in the house. Do we have any Victoria Ed Sheeran fans in the house here?
I don't think so.
Somebody around here.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who it could be.
It's you.
Definitely not me.
No. All right, so let's see here. Ed's going to open Music for Mental Health, big event in London. He's going to open their debut fundraiser, charity show called Music for Mental Health, set for November 18th at the Roundhouse in London. Tickets on sale on Friday. I'm so excited to be taking part in this first ever Music for Mental Health event. Sheeran said, what else is he going to say? All these, just love
no,
these
he's
quotes
big,
from these
yeah,
people.
This big on, sucks. I don't want to do this. big on mental health
what
stuff.
What do you think he's going to say? That's why I always love looking in the trades and somebody
all right, Karen, I'm trying to defend your guy here. He's genuine.
I don't dispute that. I wasn't talking about Sheeran so much as I was, in general, when you see these quotes from people who get gigs or they get new jobs or something. I'm so excited. I couldn't imagine working for anybody else. This is the best company in the world.
Yeah, this is why I've given up on trying to defend people against Doug. There's no hope.
Yep. Why? I know that Sheeran's good. I don't have a problem with him. He's kind of cute, actually.
I'm glad you think so.
Well, I think
I didn't realize he was your type. But
very happy together. Well, he's not really my type. Music for Mental Health is an initiative in partnership with the leading youth and mental health charity organizations in England and Ireland, Calm, The Mix, and the YMCA. So the campaign is supporting mental health education for young people, encouraging them to start conversations and share experiences. That'd be something. We don't have anything like this in America? We ought to have something like this in America.
We should.
Yeah, that's why we don't. All right, so there it is. A round of applause for Kara and her man, Ed, the sweet boy, Sheeran. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody take a bow. It's 28 and change past the hour here on today's DJV program.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just minutes after learning of it himself, President Trump publicly reacts to news that someone within his administration has penned an op-ed piece in the New York Times that claims there are people in the White House trying to protect the country from him.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless. A gutless editorial.
The president telling reporters after meeting with 50 U.S. sheriffs on immigration issues.
So when you tell me about some anonymous source, within the administration, probably who's failing, probably here for all the wrong reasons. No, and the New York Times is failing.
Later in the evening, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said whoever wrote the op-ed piece should resign. Another big company is calling for tougher gun laws. Levi Strauss giving $1 million to activists working to curb gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are again, yet again, and again, and again, and again. It's the DJV program. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You can follow the individual members of our cast at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria. Same address on Instagram as well, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and at whoever you are. All right, so Victoria, what do you have that's cooking here that we, well, I'm actually, I'm always, when you get ready to talk, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm sure you are.
Yes.
Well, so this week, Jeffrey Owens, the actor who used to be on The Cosby Show, he's been pretty much all over social media. And the reason was because a woman snapped a picture of him working at his day job, which is what was at Trader Joe's in New Jersey. And the picture went viral. He had to quit his job at Trader Joe's because it caused so much distraction. And so now the woman who took the picture has been interviewed, and she feels a lot of remorse, apparently. She was interviewed by NewJersey.com, NJ.com, and she also lives in New Jersey. Her name is Karma Lawrence. Now, think about that. Karma is actually her name.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about K? Putting out a lot of
karma
bad
with a
karma.
K?
Karma with a K.
Good.
She has put out a lot of bad karma. She said, I don't know why I snuck a picture. I figured everybody does it. I don't know what possessed me. I just did it. I didn't even think about it. It was a bad impulse. And she said, I actually wanted to go up to him and say something, but I thought I might embarrass him. But then I did something that actually embarrassed him more. And she said that she wasn't paid for the photos. She had no idea that the photos of him working at Trader Joe's would spark such a furor over job shaming. She said it wasn't malicious. She was not trying to job shame. She said, I don't think people have normal jobs, and I have a normal job. She said, when I saw him working at Trader Joe's, I thought maybe he was there because everything with Bill Cosby and the trials and all that, and she said, I figured his residuals got cut, which actually could be the case.
Yep.
We're not really sure about that. But she said that she has so much remorse now, and she said she wished she could take it back, and she said, I would tell him I am extremely, extremely apologetic about what has happened, and if I could take it back, I would. So she said she was thinking about reaching out to Jeffrey Owens, but she wasn't really sure how she should go about it.
You know, I think that actually happens to a lot of people because no one really expects their tweet to go viral
right.
or wherever she posted it. And so I think a lot of people post something like that just for their friends. And then suddenly everyone else sees it and it's like hundreds of thousands of people talking about it.
Right.
And you don't expect that to happen at all.
Yeah, you know,
right.
I think this is actually good, though, for the guy. No one was talking about him, and now people are.
Maybe get some parts out of it.
Yeah, maybe he'll get some acting jobs from it.
Yeah. Okay, so I would like to, my inclination is to ask questions and listen to answers. So I am concerned, I guess a little, maybe concerned isn't even the right word for it, wondering what there is in 2018 that still makes people act like it was the year 1200 or something when it comes to homosexuality. India, you may have heard, finally, I'm using Victoria's favorite word, strikes down a ban on being gay. The top court struck down a colonial era law from the British Empire days.
Which part of that was my favorite word?
Finally.
Oh, okay.
It makes homosexual acts punishable by 10 years in the slammer. Imagine that. If you were gay in India, you went to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, there's another sort of twist on that. One of the people who was well-known, an actress named Michelle LeClair, was a Scientologist. She says her world was turned upside down when the church pushed her out. Because she was out as being gay. She has a memoir called Perfectly Clear published this week. She's the mother of four. She was the poster child or girl for Scientology. She says she and her family were stalked and harassed by the church after she announced that she was defecting. And so the church, as a matter of fact, called her delusional and paranoid. Because she
I call everybody who doesn't want to be in there anymore.
Gay. Why do you go there? What is there about any religion, not just Scientology, that makes you feel that you go there? And I think, and I can answer my own question, not that I really want to. There are many good things that come out of many religions, and I'm sure there are many people who have benefited greatly by being a Scientologist. But there's, at what price? I guess there's a price to pay for it in these terms. And is it the court of public opinion? I'm sure we know a half a dozen people who are Scientologists who are famous. But there must be millions. If you've ever driven by where you go down Sunset and you see this huge facility, I mean, this is not for the light of heart. This is, Jennifer, you agree with me? A huge facility, the headquarters of Scientology, and then you go up the street on the left-hand side, and they have a huge compound where they run their audiovisual and film department.
That's because
it's
to move up
huge.
In Scientology, you have to have money to do that.
Yeah.
You have
it's
to
a
be
couple
able to
hundred
donate.
Thousand it costs you.
Right.
Yeah.
To go through all the courses and everything, I think it's over 200,000.
And I will say Scientology seems to help people who have addictions. It gets them off of drugs. Because you have to go through like the sweat out period and all these different things. So it seems to help them. It's some of the horror stories that you hear and how the further up you go, the more cult like it is. I don't know.
It's not appealing to many people, but it is something. Look, we all hear negatives about it, but I'm sure it does good things for some people. Meanwhile, back at the discussion about what happens to you if you go into Scientology, you got to dry out. This is Sober September. Did you know that?
I thought it was Sober October.
Sober September.
That's if September doesn't work out for you.
Right, yeah. If you take a month off from drinking, what does that do? Okay, so it could be September, it could be October, it could be November, December, whatever month. What does it do for your body to stop the schnapps and then start over again? Not with booze, but just, taking a hiatus from drinking. Rosé or hard stuff, whatever it is. Some people, I had, the kids were laughing at me. On Sunday, we went to this little place on Pico. I think it's called a Hood. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a cute little restaurant. And I'm looking at the drinks. Of course, the kids laugh at me, especially Megan. I'm sitting beside Megan. I'm looking at the things. What do you suppose this pear drink is? And she looks at me and raises her eyebrow. And she says, "Dad, that's alcoholic." And I said, "Well, I said, I like pear normally. I like pear, the taste of pear, the drinking pear juice, that kind of stuff. You won't like this." Well, of course, I decided I was going to try it. And I did. And Brendan said it was 5% alcohol. And I had a buzz on. They're worried about me.
It was 5% is like the equivalent of one beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
barely.
Yeah. Barely. So we laugh about my drinking because I can't and I don't. But anyway, as September starts the school year, a lot of people going back to their regular routine. How much drinking is done in the summer, because it is summer, than at the rest of the time of year? Or is it just that becomes an object that you drink at
maybe
Christmas
more of an
time?
Excuse. I think people drink a lot during the holidays because there's a lot of parties. But mm-hmm. in the summer, you're doing more at the pool and barbecues and stuff like that. But I think if you drink, you drink. And if you don't, you don't. I don't know if the month is going to make a huge difference. I think for a lot of social drinkers, like I think all of the ladies and I, we're social drinkers. I don't think any of us are knocking back tons of drinks by ourselves.
30% of people 18 or older report they are engaged, Jennifer, in binge drinking over the last 30
days. Oh, I think
days.
The number's higher than that.
You do.
Well, I was just like college kids, though.
I think it's
no,
college
you have
kids
to go
and
to
alcoholics.
Yeah, because like you have to go to work, so how can you be binging?
Right. But binging on the weekends, I think a lot of people that I know that save up that maybe don't drink during the week, and then on the weekends that's when they drink. That would be considered binge drinking.
I don't understand how people do that, because I've never binge-drinked. But binge-drank? I don't know what the term is. Yeah, but anyway, I feel like I would be out the entire weekend. If I did that on a Friday night or a Saturday, it's like, how do you recover in time for the week? It just sounds like a miserable way of spending your weekend.
You know what made me think about this, Kara? One of the things that Jack Stockwell and I talked about this week was fatty liver disease. And you can get a podcast on that. It doesn't sound very sexy, but it's something more and more people are having trouble with. I never knew about it until one of my cows got fatty liver disease. It comes from having too much sugar in your system, and sugar turns to fat, and fat can cling to the liver and cause liver damage. Now there are different blood sugars that are working and cholesterol-lowering devices, that sort of thing. In terms of having that as a physical problem as a result of drinking too much alcohol, that's a real problem, because what do you do without your liver? Not much. See you later. It's also when you stop drinking, it improves your sleep and your concentration, according to the people who study those who have been through this program. So most of the studies were done over in the UK. University of Sussex reported that they talked to 2,000 people. 82% felt a sense of achievement after going through a month without drinking. 79% saved money. They were happy about that. 62% said they were resting much better and had more energy. 49% said they lost weight when they stopped drinking. I don't think people realize how much sugar there is in alcohol, and thus they don't equate drinking with gaining weight. But it really is one of the major...
I think all drinks, too. How many people go, I lost 20 pounds when I stopped drinking soda. I don't think anybody realizes how much those empty calories can put on you.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, if you decide you want to go dry, you can tell us about it at DJV show. 44:45 after the hour.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available and Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, you'll all be happy to know, happy, that representatives from both North and South Korea are meeting this week to get together and have a little kumbaya. Yes, they're all going to get together and have a great time. Actually, the meeting could be a good step right direction. President Trump canceled, remember, Pompeo's visit. He said the U.S. was not making sufficient progress with them on the denuclearized thing in the in North Korea. So President Moon of South Korea acted as a mediator between our countries. Moon's actions to improve relations could be the only way to put nuclear diplomacy back on the table. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un has reaffirmed his commitment to a nuclear-free Korea. He has expressed faith in Donald Trump's ability to strike a deal. So what do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? It couldn't be anything but good. I just am... There's a little too much... Is it praise? Too much on Kim Jong-un. He's a fine young guy. What did Trump say about him? He was a tough negotiator or
something like that. Like, I don't think he called him a fine young guy. I don't think he said that. No, I think those are your words, not his.
Really? Okay.
I think he would have been beaten up and spit out if he said that. Yeah. But
well,
I think it's good that we're talking.
Yeah,
I think it's good that we haven't seen a missile launch in several months. So as long as there's something to talk about and it's not what it was a year ago, then I think we're in better shape.
Agreed. Thank you, Jennifer. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
After the hour now, as we continue our focus on your health, your well-being, the good stuff that may or may not be a part of your everyday life. Let's see if we can help you out a little bit here. Dr. Kent Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora. Nice, sleepy little village, or at least it used to be when I first started there. Kind of a hubbub of activity these days, Ken. And your place is one of the magnets, one of the must-stop-at places. If you're having any kind of health issues, you might want to visit with Ken down at Lake Cardiology. Meanwhile, as long as our focus, I said something about it being a sleepy little community, there are a lot of research papers this week on not getting enough rest. It seems there's nothing new here, though. Anything in these studies that's actually new that we can relate to?
Well, it's just proving what maybe you were smarter than everybody else thinking was correct. But the European Society of Cardiology met last week in Munich, and there were 3 studies reported. And what we learned was that getting a good night's sleep, which in their reports was usually between 6 to 8 hours, can lower the risk of both heart attacks and strokes, And sleep seems to influence biological processes like sugar metabolism, blood pressure, and inflammation. And all of these have an impact on cardiovascular disease. The recommendation I give, and which the American Sleep Society recommends, is 7 hours per night at least to keep the heart healthy and avoid mental lapses.
So it's not just your heart. It's your brain.
Exactly.
It's the movement, it's the activity in your brain that needs rest. A lot of people, I don't think, grasp that, Ken, how important it is for your brain to have a rest with your body, or for your brain to be able to do, it's sort of like maintenance. You know, the plane comes in at midnight, doesn't go out again until 6, and they work on it for 6 hours to get it up to speed. Well, that's really what you need here.
And if you're wondering why it's not functioning the way you would like it to function, get some sleep and see how much better it'll work.
Oh, yeah. And you know what tells as much the regular 6, 7, 8 hours or whatever, but if you take a nap, it can reset your brain.
Naps are good.
And also, 15 minutes.
And also, there's been recent studies showing that you can catch up on the weekend as long as you're not too old.
I remember we talked about that. Yeah, yes. Exactly. All right, how much sleep do you get a night?
I try to get 7 to 8, but, you know, my perfect, I'm not. And But on the weekends, I really try to capture. I don't set an alarm clock on the weekend.
No. You can't take a nap, though, at work. You're at your office for 14 hours a day. It's not like
I wish.
Nap over there. All right, let's get to another study on sleep apnea and what it does specifically to a certain part of your body.
Journal Arthritis and Rheumatology this week. People with sleep apnea, Doug, they have a 42% higher chance of developing gout. Gout's a painful form of arthritis. It's caused by a buildup of uric acid in the body. It causes swollen, red-hot, and stiff joints. Periodic low levels of oxygen caused by sleep apnea lead to overproduction of uric acid, causing gout.
The gout manifests itself, especially in your ankles, lower part of your body, by this swelling.
Big toe is the classic joint.
Yeah, right. All red. And it usually doesn't happen to younger people, though, right? It's usually an
older guy.
Older men. Yeah,
that's the classic one.
Yeah, I remember when...
It's a lot less common in women.
One of the farmers I knew as a kid growing up had gout all the time. And he also drank bourbon every night. I always wondered
that will have an effect.
Right to his foot. All right, so enough rest. Talking about sleep. Are you constantly restless? If you're in the sack and you're restless, you don't fall asleep well, and you probably don't stay asleep well either. So what's the problem? You got the problem? We've all had that problem. And now we have a great way to fix that problem so you can get rest every single night that you deserve. You need, as Ken just said, you got to take care of your heart and your brain. And you do that by using the products at MyPillow. MyPillows are made with 100% cotton. They are machine washable. They are dryable. They'll conform to your every movement, your head, your neck. And the best thing about this pillow, I think, other than the fact that it works, is it's made here in our country. 10-year warranty. You can keep it for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Order one MyPillow, get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJB to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning. Get better prepared for tomorrow by a good rest tonight. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the half price, two for the price of one at MyPillow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.